Mothers and fathers, and I have these like pre-picked volunteers who I didn't tell before Mass, so I hope this goes well. But brothers and sisters, I just want to ask, can you tell me what you appreciate about your dad?
Everything that they do for us and the meals that they put on the table.
Wow, we have a grateful son there. Thank you very much. I promise that was, you can reward him later. That was unprompted. He didn't practice that before. Can I ask you what you appreciate about your mom?
She loves me a lot.
Wow. And can I ask you what you appreciate about your mom?
That she's very caring and a good example.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, volunteers. So it's true. One, everybody has a mother and father, and we all appreciate them because of what they do for us. We wouldn't be here if we didn't have mothers and fathers. Literally, wouldn't be here. Brothers and sisters, today we celebrate and honor our mothers and fathers. We celebrate the family, but there's something so beautiful about moms and dads that it'd probably be worth taking more than one day a year, but at least we do that once in the church's year because we honor and revere Mary and Joseph and what they did for Jesus, the real upbringing, the real sufferings, the difficulties they had in being parents. I say this as a priest whose job is to go around the diocese and help young people figure out what to do with their lives. That's what I do as a vocation director. You may see me again in that context. But at the end of the day, I wish that I could go around the archdiocese and tell everybody that they have a vocation to be a mom or a dad. To be a mom or a dad. Like, that's what God made you for. It's even written into your bodies. Like, your destiny is so apparent, so visible, as a mom or a dad. And I say that as a man who doesn't have children, biologically, but people call me father. So there's such a thing as, I guess you could call us, like, supernatural fathers, or supernatural mothers, or spiritual moms and dads, whatever you want to say this, like Mother Teresa was a real mother, and she mothered a lot of poor people on those streets of Calcutta, but she didn't have any biological children of her own. So, brothers and sisters, no matter what God calls you to in life, I am confident that it will be a mother or a father. Like, there's something so beautiful about moms and dads that even little children can appreciate. They know when they're loved. That's what God's design is, to give children to this loving system where they can learn how to love as well. I don't know that children always have an awareness of, like, how much moms and dads sacrifice to get them to where they are. Like, sometimes I hear my dad's own story. He graduated with, like, a journalism degree in Pitt. This is a Pennsylvania, like, Pittsburgh university. And he wanted to, like, I guess he had actually learned Arabic. He wanted to go, like, be a foreign correspondent somewhere out in the Middle East until he met my mom and then had me and then had to get a different job because that wasn't going to work out for him. So I'm so grateful for my dad and his sacrifice that brought me into the world. And I'm sure that each of you have a story that's similar. Whether young or old, at some point, someone cared about you enough to bring you into this world and to give you something, even if it was just the gift of life. Brothers and sisters, that's the beauty of being a mom and a dad. Tomorrow evening, we'll celebrate this great feast of the Theotokos, the motherhood of Mary, the mother of God. And one of the things I love saying about Mary is, you know how she saved the world? By being a mom. That's like her superpower. She just became a mom. And what a mom she became. And what a son she produced. Brothers and sisters, you can change lives, even if it's just one, by being either a spiritual mom or dad or a, well, biological mom or dad. Your self-sacrifice, staying up late, feeding your kids, putting them through college, whatever it takes or whatever you're doing, like, that means a lot to God. So much so that he gives you an example, tries to help you, like, to coach you through this, but he wants everyone to do it. And so, brothers and sisters, I also kind of preach this because I realize, like, if anything, this world is hurting for dads and moms. And in some ways, we used to talk about, like, the crisis of fatherhood. Like, we didn't have enough fathers out there. There were a lot of people who kind of, like, left their children after having them biologically. But in many ways, we hurt just as much for moms. I was talking to somebody who met, like, a surrogate in the grocery store. This is a lady who's carrying a baby for somebody else. And that scares me that somebody else would now pay somebody to have a child in their womb. I mean, as good in some ways as that seems, because it solves some other problems, and I know there are a lot of couples out there who hurt to be biologically moms and dads, it also causes more problems in the sense that now you have this mother who doesn't love this child or is being paid to love the child in her own womb. That's not God's plan, brothers and sisters. And I say that knowing how controversial sometimes these statements can be. If you wish to disagree, please do. I'd be there after Mass in the narthex. Brothers and sisters, there's a true need in every age and time for moms and dads. Enough that the Lord created a family for himself so that you all could see the beauty of that and be inspired. I hope also for those who don't have biological children, you would see people like St. John Paul II or St. Mother Teresa and be inspired to mother and father people who are not biologically your own. Let me tell you, because I come across enough of these people, there are many men and women who need spiritual moms and dads, maybe even somewhat more than biological moms or dads. People just need love. So brothers and sisters, on this feast, may you be challenged to love a little more, if it's your own kids, or if it's your own mothers and fathers, whatever it takes, and to be inspired to pursue that vocation that everyone is called to.